This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year, the month, and you can see a list of the guests from last year for next week, along with the links to their websites. On yesterday's date in the on the radio schedule page, I have a short video that shows U.S. war preparation. I have a link for today that shows how the media is skewing the primaries. You may also see the RBN calendar by going to republicbroadcasting.org and clicking on upcoming interviews and events. For questions or comments during this program, email spingola1@yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna@spingola.com. RBN is currently conducting a pledge drive in order to raise at least $100,000 in the next 6 months. One of the biggest reasons is to expand their programming to a much wider audience. Many of us feel isolated or marginalized because we wish to share the knowledge that we have with family and friends who often rebuff us or think that we're conspiratorial lunatics. Spouses often do not want to hear from their wife or husband. No one wants to admit a lack of knowledge. People do not usually wish to hear the truth from their friends or family. People do not want to hear about what their government is doing in another country. They do not want to feel guilty. It is easier and much more pleasant to feel patriotic and self-righteous. Therefore, let RBN be your voice to teach those that you cannot reach. You can help make this happen by contributing to the pledge drive or by supporting RBN by purchasing their products. Be a part of the solution and participate in the expansion of truth by making a donation or a purchase today. Make part of that purchase some RBN business cards or bumper stickers. You can also support RBN by purchasing individual broadcasts to use on CD or MP3 players. You can make copies of those broadcasts and distribute them. With the many topics that we cover, you are bound to know someone who can relate to a particular topic, such as vaccines, aspartame, or some other issue. You can also subscribe to the archives by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Consider subscribing at a higher rate than the measly $1.33 per month. Subscribe at $10 or $15. You can also buy and distribute RBN business cards and bumper stickers. All righty. Our guest today is Michael Walsh. That's W-A-L-S-H. He is the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler. It is a compilation of Adolf Hitler's statements, and he is the author of Witness to History, which is now available on Kindle at Amazon. And he's written a lot of other wonderful, wonderful things. So welcome to the program, Michael.
Hello, how are you, Dan? And equally important, how are RBN listeners on this lovely afternoon, January afternoon? Here it is in Spain, but I hope it's as beautiful where you are.
Oh, you know, it's always beautiful, no matter what the weather is doing outside. We cannot allow the weather to tell us how to feel, right?
You know, happiness is between the ears.
Yes, it is. All right, we have a great discussion coming up today. And as you said, we do have some wonderful listeners. They're very astute, and they know pretty much what is going on, and they've been looking forward to hearing from you. So we're going to take a really quick 3-minute break, and we'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the Brack at 877mybunker.com. The Brack is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. Brack fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Michael Walsh, and we're going to talk about Germany. I was going through some notes about the blockade during or right after World War One. Basically, they had signed the armistice in November of 1918, but it was months before they lifted the blockade, and people were starving in Germany. And meanwhile, there were humanitarian efforts here in this country and in Britain. Regarding, oh, we've got to feed the children and we've got to raise all this money, and yet they would not lift the blockade until German officials had signed the Treaty of Versailles. What horrible criminals. Are you there?
Yep, sure. I was just thinking as you were talking, Diane, you know, they did exactly the same, of course, in Iraq not so long ago, and I think it was 500,000, the American Secretary of State at the time was asked if this was acceptable, and she said, yes, 500,000 people who died because of the American blockade on Iraq. So this is a normal procedure of the West's way of waging war. They will first of all attempt to bring the nation to its knees by imposing a blockade. They're doing it on Iran. They did it on Germany in 1918, 1919. And, of course, they did it immediately after the occupation of Germany in 1945. It is something that really needs to be brought out into the public forum, because there is just too much of history which is one-sided, and that is a denial of our right to free speech and the free flow of communication. And I don't like, and I'm sure Americans don't like, especially, being denied access to the full picture.
Exactly. We deserve to know what our government is doing in complicity with France and with Britain. And these policies are outrageous. Children were starving, dying in the hospital. They were called starvation babies during World War I. And this was a blockade that was put up immediately when the war began. And the blockade in World War II was imposed as soon as the war began in order to just have Germany not have the things that she needed. And we're talking about food. We're not talking about armaments. We're talking about food. This is just outrageous. And to do it in Iran now, and of course the blockade against Cuba has been going on for since, I think, 1963. And, as you mentioned, Iraq, when 500,000 children, what in heaven's name, what kind of a country, a so-called Christian country, would be the cause of depriving children of food and other things that they need?
Well, the medical supplies as well, Diane. This was withheld. Now, you had children dying unnecessarily. You still do. It goes right throughout the century, the 20th century. Hopefully not this one as well. But the 20th century was the first time in which civilians came on the front line, and they suffered a great deal more than the armed forces. And this is a bone of contention with me. You know, every year we have the servicemen parade for the bit that they did in putting down Nazi Germany and all the rest of it. And sorry to tell them, but it was the civilians who suffered the most, and in the most appalling ways. They did then, and they do now. And I concur with Adolf Hitler in this, is that if you're going to wage war, then leave the civilians out of it.
Yes, I agree. You know, it's kind of interesting that this also occurred in the Civil War. Abraham Lincoln, who was actually a scoundrel, he was a micromanager, and he targeted the civilians in the South. And he is the one that was behind the scorched earth policy, and 50,000 civilians in the South perished because of his policies. And it was the first incidents of total war. And total war means you go after the civilians, you go after food production, you burn down houses, you kill animals, you destroy everything in your path. He was something else.
Well, it was a policy similar, and perhaps they borrowed it from him, of Genghis Khan. You know, there is absolutely nothing left. It was an American that told me, because I'm sorry, but many Britons are pretty ignorant about America's history. But it was an American who told me that, I think it was Georgia, then nothing was left alive. Not a pet dog, not a pet cat, yes. Nothing.
Yes. Terrible. It was just terrible. And yet we pretend to be this wonderful country that is, you know, going and saving all of these third world countries from the terrorists, when in fact we are the terrorists. We're not imposing democracy. I mean, if you have to impose democracy by slaughtering people, well, what does that tell you?
Well, it says a great deal, doesn't it? And, you know, it's just history. This is... Well, it shouldn't be a depressing thing, because I think people are today a lot smarter than the previous generation. So that is something that, you know, there is a positive about all of this sort of thing. But it is history repeating itself. They're using the same tactics. And as you've just rightly pointed out, we are not being given the whole truth. And this is what is worrying them today. And thank goodness for radio stations like your own and, of course, the Internet, that people are not being hoodwinked as they were in previous generations, and that is something to be thankful for.
Well, it's people like you that write books like you've written that expose all this.
Okay, I accept that, but let's just say I'm of a generation where getting a book published, say, 30 or 40 years ago was pretty hard work. For a start, it was expensive, difficult to get a publisher. You would wait, and I did, for up to 2 years before the book could be published, and you were only halfway there then, because the next big thing was to distribute it. So if you had an order for copies, as I did, from the United States, it was take it off the shelf, put it into an envelope, go to the post office, put the stamps on, and the lady or gentleman in the United States would perhaps wait 6 weeks for it. Now they can download it. What an advance. How on earth, as a matter of fact, the combined enemies that we're up against are already very, very nervous of the power of the Internet, because for the first time in history, the people have got democracy. We are our own publishers, and that is a wonderful thing.
Yes, and that's probably what led up to their bills to try to impose censorship on the Internet.
Yeah, they're finding it difficult how to handle it, and I think one of the great difficulties, of course, is, you know, it's not a one-sided fight anymore. They can't just pull the plug, because if they do pull the plug, then the plug can be pulled on them. So, yeah, it's it must be causing terrific consternation in repressive regimes, of which, if you don't mind me saying, in reality, the United States and Britain and much of Europe is. It must be causing them great consternation as to how they are going to handle. You just imagine, if you want a comparison, Diana, go back to, say, the Soviet Union, Stalin's Soviet Union, and then all of a sudden America or Western Europe starts flooding the country with duplicators or typewriters. Could you imagine the fury of the Politburo had that happened? Well, this is the equivalent of what is happening, and people are not drawing on the conventional press anymore. And this is another thing that is upsetting them, is people are not buying newspapers as they did before. They're getting their information online, and of course this is causing problems. And in the next 10 years, I think your youngsters are going to say, well, Mum, what is a newsstand? What is a newspaper? Perhaps, what is a book? How are they going to handle? You know, we're talking about something big, and you know the genie is out of the bottle, and I'm hoping, Diana, that the genie cannot be put back into the bottle.
That would be wonderful, and I think that you've brought it up too, is that history is so important. It's absolutely imperative that we know history, because that's a part of who we are, and. And one of the biggest efforts in this country, and I assume in Britain and in France, that history has been concealed from the population, and they have been taught a false history. And so, yes, they are brainwashed, yes, they are indoctrinated, but now they have a responsibility to really research, and now that there's available accurate history, then they have to learn it, and they have to take responsibility to know what happened. And that's what you're doing, and hopefully you know what a lot of other people are doing. They're presenting an accurate history so that we know, so that we can't be fooled anymore.
That's right, and we can achieve things, Diane, even before the Internet. I remember when every time there was an Olympic event, then all of the propaganda came out about the American athlete, Jesse Owens, humiliating Adolf Hitler and all the rest of it. And what I did, and this was slow and laborious and expensive, but what I did is I published a news sheet which gave the truth about Jesse Owens and Germany at the time. That's in witness to history as well. Who won the medals and all the rest of it. And I sent this off to every journalist who mentioned Jesse Owens automatically. And remember, the UK is pretty big for the newspaper industry. Sent it to everyone, and it worked.
Great, great. All righty, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
And welcome back. Our guest today is Michael Walsh. And let's talk about some of those events. Let's focus on chapter 20 in your wonderful, wonderful book, Witness to History. And it is available at Amazon for Kindle. And if you don't have a Kindle, you can have a Kindle for your PC, and it's free. Just download it, and you can order books on Kindle and just read them on your PC. So you're talking in chapter 20. The name of the chapter is called Genocide Through Starvation.
And yeah, I think one of the important things here, Diana, is to impress upon listeners that this is, nobody is out to launder the character or the nature of the war through German eyes. Virtually all of the quotations that are appearing in Witness to History, they are all on the Allied side. So this is admissions. It's concessions. It's, you know, they are admitting to what they did. So, you know, if I was quoting some German, you know, perhaps listeners would say, well, of course, the Germans would say that. This is the Americans saying it. It's senators, it's congressmen, it's your best newspapers that the United States have. And if they're not worth listening to, you know, mind you, in those days they were a darn sight more transparent than they are now. But, you know, that is another story for perhaps another program.
Yes, and it's very interesting. I like what you do, is that you take the statements from people that, and then you use their own statements to prove a point. I mean, you talked about, you've quoted Winston Churchill, you've quoted, I'm not even calling him general, Eisenhower. He was a real scoundrel. He was a terrible, terrible, well, I can't say anything too bad for about him. I mean, he's just...
Yeah, he was a monster. He was an absolute monster.
Yes. You know, we're not supposed to use foul language on RBN. I don't use foul language, but there are certain people that are really, you know, they're just, you know, they're just really bad people.
You know, he herded women and children, you know, down. I think it was in Stockholm, I was pretty sure it was in Stuttgart, hundreds of them. And then he sent in the Negro colonial troops of the French forces down there to do whatever they wished. What kind of a monster does that? That man presided over the Rhineland prison camps in which a disarmed, nearly three quarters of a million disarmed people, youngsters, just like your own sons, just like your own uncles and fathers, they were all herded out into the open, and 750,000 of them died through starvation, deprivation, being shot. Whoever hears about that?
No one. No one. I think there's very few people know about this. In fact, there are a lot of people that that would like me to have an interview on the program, and I get a lot of email queries, and somebody wanted to have this author on who had just written this book about the wonderful, wonderful Eisenhower. And I thought, yeah, right, I'm really going to have this guy on. But if I did have him on, I might just do it just so that I could counter what he has written.
Yeah, because, you know, the Americans perhaps, I don't know, the Americans perhaps judge Eisenhower, Dwight Eisenhower, as the British judge Winston Churchill. He was an even bigger oaf, believe me, because he had the power of more people lives in his hand. But these are the perceptions that we are trying to change. But I have to give full credit to the Americans, especially the high command, the officers, the generals, right the way through the three or four main forces, is when they were opposing the Nuremberg military tribunals, they were not trials at all in any accepted sense of the word. There were a few British and a few Europeans and high command who took exception to the corrupt way in which the so-called courts of law were conducted. But I would say that off the top of my head that 90% of the critics were American, and I think that is to the credit of those who put their necks out at the time, and they criticized very, very heavily these Stalinist show trials that were, you know, accompanied the war's end.
Right. And, you know, it's also interesting, too, that so many people talk about the Nuremberg trials and how good they were, because then that set some sort of a standard so that atrocities would never happen again. And it's just kind of irritating to hear so many people talk about this as if this was a wonderful thing, when if you look into the history of them and how they got these confessions. I mean, they tortured people to get them to confess to things that they never did, and they threatened the lives of their family. It was just horrific. And when you look behind and look at the real facts, you just get really, really irritated. I'm feeling irritated. I this stuff is very, very distressing. Very distressing. All righty, we will be back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. I was saying how irritated I am by this, and I think that all of us should be irritated by the injustices and by the lies that that our so-called authorities have told us over the decades. And you know, we need to express our anger. And I mentioned the link that I have to yesterday's date. And what it shows is a very, very long train with many, 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 many cars. And those cars are filled with tanks and military equipment. And this was filmed in California, and the train was heading south. And I think that everybody should watch this film and then call their representatives in Washington and ask them what the heck they think they're doing and who are they going to bomb next. Put them on the spot.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Diana. You know, as I've pointed out, you know, there are two kinds of warfare. There is either you build up your equipment, your military might in a defensive way, or it's in an aggressive way. So virtually, I would say nearly all military equipment, it is there for either offensive or defensive purposes. That's what it's designed for. Tanks are not defensive weapons. They are weapons of offense. And why are they pouring all of this kind of offensive military equipment abroad? Now, we're not talking Iraq here. You know, we're talking perhaps Third World War. And, you know, reading between the lines, I would say that it has already started. And we've got to just stop. You know, Britain, Israel and America, I am sorry to say, they are rogue nations. They are out of control. And it's all right for the Americans because they're beyond the range of the intercontinental ballistic missiles. Well, they're not intercontinental, are they? Well, they are in as much as they can reach Europe. Now, just down the road from me, you know, I got the biggest American base in Spain, and it looks out over the Gibraltar Straits. You know, that is going to be a target. So nobody should think, well, it's not going to affect me. You'll be surprised, even in America, what does affect you, because there are targets there, and you don't necessarily need an intercontinental ballistic missile to reach those targets. You know, they can be carried in other ways. There is also biological warfare. There is germ warfare. You know, we are letting one hell of a genie out of the bottle. It's not the American people. It's not the Europeans or the British. We do not want war, but these elected dictators, they are not listening to the people.
Right. You know, I cannot remember the source, but I heard that the U.S. government is going to or is in the process of sending the USS Enterprise, I believe that was the name of the ship, over into Iran, and then probably the Mossad was going to blow it up and then blame the Iranians. And of course, this would be a false flag, and then that will start a war. And I guess what this implies, of course, is that the U.S. government is again sending people into harm's way, their own citizens into harm's way, knowing that they are going to be slaughtered.
Yeah, they did it prior to D-Day, when there was the graves are still there of American servicemen and Canadian servicemen. They were sacrificed by the many hundreds, if not thousands, as they were training. They were training on the sands down in South Wales, and it was one of the biggest disasters in American history, and it was self-inflicted. What they were doing is the American Navy was using the landing craft to land the American troops on the beaches of South Wales in Great Britain. And they got it all wrong. They got the tides wrong. They got the channels wrong. They got everything wrong. And those poor servicemen, in the many, many hundreds, they did as they were ordered, and they were ordered straight into death. And hundreds of them died in South Wales. You never hear that, but their graves are still there in the churchyards down in South Wales. They do it all the time. You have the Lusitania. You have Pearl Harbor. It's a setup. And it's about time the people really got wise.
Right. Right. And, of course, 9/11, that was the same kind of situation. The USS Maine, it's all the same. And I don't believe that that the U.S. or Britain, for that matter, or France has ever been a threat to any. I don't think that they have ever been threatened by any other entity. I mean, really, who is going to attack the U.S., Britain, or France?
This is absolutely right. I don't think that a bomb has ever been dropped on the United States. And yes, we had 9/11. Now, you look at 9/11 and you see how the Americans are quite rightly angry over that. Now, you just think we're talking about one building. You just talk about Central Europe. And we're not just talking about Germany here. Many more French died because of Allied action, American and British action, than died, you know, from German action. Whole cities, whole towns rather, whole villages were totally wiped out in France, in Czechoslovakia, and now the Czech Republic, and of course Slovakia, Germany, of course, Austria. Now, where was the point of this? You know, if you go to Austria, you know, you go to Salzburg, there isn't a single air rifle in that whole city. Why the heck did they want to bomb that? You know, this is just revenge. This is just killing for killing's sake. It was a bloodlust that they were just taken up by. Even that monster, Winston Churchill, said, have we gone too far? Yes, they had gone too far. Germany was just rubble from one border to the next and beyond the borders. Where is the justification for that? People say, well, why did they do it? Was it revenge? Was it, you know, because the Germans did this? The Germans, as we now know, and this is a very important issue, people are going to say, well, if we did these horrible things to the Germans, perhaps that was justification. It was a righteous anger for what they'd done. What are they going to say when the truth comes out and they find out that the Germans were not responsible for all of these atrocities that they've been taught was the case? That is going to be a completely different ballgame, and the sympathy towards Germany will be enormous, as it was in the 1920s when they admitted that the propaganda about the First World War was indeed nothing but propaganda. It was quite untrue that the Germans had fought very honorably.
More honorably than the Allies, certainly. They were accused of terrible things, horrific things in Belgium. And it turned out that that was not true at all. There was never any scientific evidence. They were accused of cutting off children's hands in Belgium. And this is a story that has been repeated and repeated, but no one ever saw a single child without hands.
Well, didn't they do the same, Diana, when Iraq invaded? You know, they were talking about babies being thrown out of incubators. This was revealed later as being total codswallop.
Yes, yes.
Sorry, I interrupted you there.
No, you didn't.
I do get quite angry about this one-sided propaganda, because I think also the effect it has on us. If somebody only tells you half the truth and you react against that and then find out that you were only told one side of the story, it's a pretty humiliating thing for anybody to go through. It could be that a young man has been pilloried for beating up his girlfriend, and then we find out afterwards that he didn't beat her up at all. It was all a complete lot of lies after you have put the poor guy in hospital, you know. We'd all feel pretty angry about that kind of injustice, and this is an analogy of what is happening over the Second World War and, of course, the conflicts ever since.
Right. You know, I think that I did this little chapter, and I called it An Official Policy of Revenge. And I think that, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's really part of the Judaic law, that they have this codified enmity against all non-Jews, and their way of taking care of them is to eliminate them. And that is what they viewed Germany as, a people that they wanted to eliminate. And this this policy was imposed long before World War I. I mean, it was something they talked about from 1848 on. And one of the biggest reasons that they didn't like Germany was because of their policy against Freemasonry. And I think because they were just a really good group of people. They were highly ethical. They were very skilled, very technologically advanced. And, of course, England saw them as being competitors. And that's why they were targeted.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There were several reasons. There is never any one reason to, you know, what the victors do. So from the Allied point of view, everybody was a winner. The Jews had another Purim, and they were able to get rid of millions and justify it of Gentiles, which they did, of course. And the other reason, other than revenge, as I say, there are several reasons, is Germany is in the ideal position, situated as it is in Europe. It was a fulcrum. You have this massive, industrious, hard-working, prosperous country right in the middle of Europe. Of course it's going to, you know, just as the axle on a wheel, it's absolutely essential to the rest of it. And, of course, Britain and France did not like to have a competitor. Both of them had empires at the time. Germany didn't want an empire. But ever so, what the Germans were doing, especially under Adolf Hitler, is they were bartering. They were bartering their goods and they were undercutting the imperial preference. And now, Churchill himself admitted it had nothing to do with Nazism. It had everything to do with removing a trade competitor. Now, nobody, not a single GI, not a single US Navy man, or a British one, of course, is ever going to go to war to remove a trade competitor. No, it has to be dressed up as something else. And, of course, what they dressed up as is that Hitler was going to take over the world. And I've said to them many times, show me a single sentence which indicates that this was Adolf Hitler's intention. I'm still waiting for a reply, Diana.
Yes, there is absolutely no evidence that he ever wanted to have a new world order. In fact, if you look at some of the people that, some of the Marxist infiltrators in, even before, way before World War I, the Marxists infiltrated the government in Germany, and after World War I, they attempted to prove then, they attempted to provide documents that would prove that it was Germany's fault. And the people that were placed in a position in certain offices to provide those documents were, in fact, Marxist Jews.
That's right. It's pure theater, and people really do have to become more sophisticated and know when they're being lied to, because it's only when people, you know, we were talking about history repeating itself. You just imagine, and I think somebody did a book on it, I think it was Lord of the Flies, is children who are brought up without any parental control. You know, how are they going to handle it? It was a bit of a mess. Now, you just imagine this is what is happening when they're not telling us the whole truth. It's like a youngster being brought up without a mother or father to guide them as to what is right and what is wrong. And, you know, you're going to have loose cannon populations, and they're going to be they're going to become sheeple, and they're just going to be marched off to war, as you said before. Because you've got the American servicemen out there now, out in the Middle East, and, you know, you're going to get another USN Liberty here, and, you know, that's just more Gentiles gone as far as the Jewish mindset is concerned. They don't matter. As I said before, I say to people, Diane, I say, how many Britons died in the war? They're clueless. I say, well, how many Americans, how many Germans, how many Russians? They're totally clueless. I say, okay, how many Jews died? Oh, 6 million. Now, doesn't that tell you something about who is running the news? You know, when you hear this constant propaganda about Auschwitz and Belsen and all the rest of it, but not a single squeak about a Soviet Gulag archipelago camp, doesn't that tell people something that the news is being, you know, they are victims of social engineering. This is an Orwellian nightmare, and it's time that we took a step back.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's, you know, if you think about how the world would be if that ethnic group, or that, I'm not sure if it's ethnic or just a pathological group, a psychopathic group, if that psychopathic group were not in charge of the media, if they were not in charge of so many other of our institutions, and if they had not infiltrated Germany and then sold Germany out during the Versailles Treaty, how would the world be? What would the world look like now without all of this this infiltration, without all of this influence? What would Germany look like now? If National Socialism, as envisioned by Hitler, could have had an opportunity to work.
Yeah, I think you answered your own question in the last line there. If people want to have a glimpse into what the world will look like without the interference of this one very malignant, tiny nation, then look at Germany between January 1933 and right up until the end of the war, if you don't count in, of course, the war damage. A very, very happy people, a wonderful, prosperous people. You know, in 1938, 1937, they were encouraging German Americans to come back because they needed them, and they were going back because Germany under Adolf Hitler was far more prosperous, and the social life, the lifestyle was a big improvement on the 1930s America, and it was succeeding. And of course, you know, the American government didn't like this either. But if you want to have a glimpse into heaven, then no matter what your feelings are, I implore people who are listening, you don't have to be a Nazi, you don't have to be a National Socialist, you don't have to agree with me. You've got the internet. Go and have a look at what Germany was like between 1933 and when war was declared on Germany in 1940, the real stuff, and you will have a glimpse into heaven.
All righty. We are going to a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orgicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, guest today, Michael Walsh, and you were talking about what a wonderful country Germany was in 1838, 1837, and it was in 1938 that Bernard Baruch said, and I quote, "We are going to lick that fellow Hitler. He isn't going to get away with it," unquote. Now, politicians in that period, in 1938-39, were venting about attacking Hitler's totalitarian state. However, for over 20 years, the murderous Soviets operated an actual totalitarian state. But the British and the U.S. politicians were not clamoring to eliminate him and his bloody regime. In fact, they allied with him. What does that tell us about their objectives?
It was a plantation for Wall Street, or Wall Street financed our revolution. It was not a Russian revolution at all. It was the hijacking, it was the captive of a nation doing exactly the same today as they're doing in Syria today. It's armed insurrection. It's war from within. They are supplying and providing the money for those supplies to insurrectionists who are being, well, the mercenaries in actual fact, because very, very few of them were actually Russian nationals. They overthrew the legitimate Russian government at the time. Later on, of course, they did exactly the same with Germany. They, about 1933, as soon as Adolf Hitler was democratically elected to lead the German people, and I hasten to add here that he was far, far more popular than any of the Western leaders. As soon as that happened, again, they tried to bring Germany to its knees through blockades. It didn't work, just as it's not working with Iran now. I read in the newspapers today, although you won't see this on CNN, is that the Indians are getting around the economic blockade by buying their oil in using gold rather than the petrodollars. And, of course, this is causing a massive upset. In an earlier generation, Adolf Hitler did exactly the same, as he got round the banking systems and he was penetrating the African and the Latin American and other markets by providing better goods at cheaper prices, because they weren't burdened with a 40% interest rate that the banks were imposing upon them. He was a forerunner, if you like, to China. And China has got rid of these 40% ruinous rates that are being demanded by the banks. And, of course, this is why neither Europe nor the United States can compete against that sort of competition. It's just simply not possible. America and Western Europe, they are like a swimmer, but they've got two bricks around their neck. Now, how are they going to compete against a swimmer who hasn't got any bricks around their neck? This is what's happening. And, you know, we're in for seismic changes here. And, you know, let's hope that, you know, enough of us survive to make sure that this sort of thing never, ever happens to the human race again.
Right. I think the same thing happened in Libya. I mean, they had, I think that Libya and Germany were very similar, because the leader in Libya was, he did pretty much for the citizens of that country what Hitler did for the citizens of Germany. People were not burdened with debt. They actually benefited from the nation's resources. He had done, Muammar Gaddafi had done so many, many big projects in order to provide water for the entire nation. I mean, it was miraculous what he did. He turned a desert into a, you know, into a wonderful, wonderful environment. So we do have to take our 1 minute top of the hour break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsor. So stay tuned.